And we're off to the races on this Tuesday morning, August the 20th, 2019. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you here on the early show on WWGH Radio. Hope you're having a great morning wherever you are. As schools continue to roll out the start of the school year. Now, there's two things I want to mention in regard to this. The first thing I want to mention is I had a much better morning this morning because we did not have the technical difficulties that we had yesterday. We got on the air yesterday at the right time, but boy, did we have technical difficulties galore right before 8 o'clock. So this morning, it was much simpler, much more calm to get on the air. Now, in regard to the start of the school year, I saw a lot of videos because this is the world of Facebook now and social media and YouTube and things of that nature about Marion City Schools and how they started the school year. And I believe they had something called a clap-in. I believe the superintendent was at Harding High School yesterday greeting students as they came in. There were marches through the areas around the school building, into the school building. There was music being played. You know, I don't remember any of this when I was going to school, but I was really impressed with how big a production the start of school was made. And was made of the start of school, I guess I should say. So, you know, I really do congratulate the district, Marion City. Now, other districts might have done it as well, but this is the one I saw, and I congratulate them for what they did, because I think it does motivate kids at the beginning of the school year. Sometimes the first day can be a rough day. You're trying to get back into the sleep pattern. You're meeting your new teacher for the first time. You're possibly around a whole new group of kids that hopefully will become your friends. It was hot yesterday, which that's a little different for the first day of school to be up over 90 degrees. So everything that was done yesterday, I thought, was very impressive. So kudos to them, and I believe Pleasant starts today. I think that's right, as the schools all get back in session. But if anybody has any information on any of that, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. What did you think about how school started the school year yesterday? Did anybody see any of this activity that I'm talking about? It was just a nice day. I also saw a picture from the lobby of Grant Middle School, which was kind of neat because it showed all the kids in there getting ready for school, and there were just a lot of kids hanging out in the hallways and a lot of activity. And I guess that's what the first day of school is all about. So I hope all the students will have a great year this year as school continues to start. Now, I do want to mention this. We talk a lot about the Wings and Wheels show coming up in September. Now, we do have tickets for the VIP reception. Now, this is a $50 donation to the Wings and Wheels Group, Marion Wings and Wheels Incorporated, which is a 501c3 entity, and you can get tickets to this reception, which will be, I believe I have the date of this, the VIP reception will be Friday, September 13th, just right around the corner, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Marion Municipal Airport, 1530 Pole Lane Road. Friday, September 13th, 4:30 to 6:30, Marion Municipal Airport, 1530 Pole Lane Road. That is the VIP reception the night before the start of the Big Wings and Wheels show. And they will be welcoming the CAF Red Tail Squadron. So that is a $50 donation to the Wings and Wheels Group to attend that reception. And that should be a lot of fun as well. Now, not a whole lot went on yesterday. Now, I did go down to the county building. Not too long after I left the station yesterday, I traveled down to the county building here in Marion, which has been the site of a whole lot of talk over the last few days about these parking spaces in front of the county building. Now, the original talk was, well, this whole thing started Thursday night, overnight Thursday into Friday, because the slanted parking spaces, which had always been slanted to the east in front of the county building, overnight were repainted to slant to the west. And a lot of people were up in arms about this because Center Street in front of the county building is one way. So to pull in there from the west is kind of impossible forward. And I know a lot of sites on Facebook made fun of this. They thought the lines were painted improperly. We really didn't know what had happened. Had they been painted improperly overnight? What went on? Didn't really know. And then we learned yesterday that they were painted properly and that this is so people can back in front of the courthouse. And yesterday, as I went down to the county building, I did notice that there were people backed in. So maybe it'll work. Maybe it's something that needed to be done. Does anybody have any more thoughts on this? Phone lines are open as well. 740-383-9944. I know there was a lot of kind of a little bit of apprehension involving this because of the busyness of Center Street at times and also the size of cars that can park in these spaces and how well can people back in and all of those worries. But who knows? Maybe it'll work out okay. Maybe everything will just be hunky-dory. So that's what we have on that. Now, last week, we also had two reports called in, one about the repaving of Main Street on the north end. Now, I still have not been over to Main Street. I don't know if that paving is still going on. Does anybody out there in the listening audience know if the paving on North Main Street is still going on? Now, obviously, this is going to make for a better street, Main Street, but paving takes a little bit of time, and while paving is going on, sometimes you do have to reroute the way you're going to go through town. And also we learned last week that the railroad crossing at Barks Road and White Oaks Road, which is a very busy railroad track here in Marion, has having some work done to it. So if anybody has any updates on any of those things, the parking spaces in front of Center Street are the... You know, I seem to be having a lot of trouble talking this morning. Maybe I'm out of focus. If anybody has any thoughts on the parking spaces in front of the county building or the repaving on Main Street or the railroad crossing on Barks Road, the work that's being done here in Marion, before we head into winter, I think is what this is all about. Or head into the fall, I guess is maybe even more toward the point. Can you believe fall is just right around the corner? When the kids go back to school, that is a sure sign that fall is coming quick. Did anything happen in anybody's life last night that was exciting? It was a Monday. It was a very warm Monday. I'll say that. My goodness, we have had a string of very warm days. Sunday over 90 degrees, yesterday over 90 degrees, and I believe today is still supposed to be in that 90 degree area before the cool air comes through. So that's all I have this morning on the agenda. One thing I will say is, this was an interesting thing that happened this morning. Now, I can't remember the words that were exactly said, so I'm going to try this, tell this story without, it's hard to give the punchline because I can't remember exactly what was said, but I stopped this morning to get my normal morning beverage, and I was waiting in line, and I was coming around to the first window. And as I pulled up to the first window to pay, The person working the first window, who I'd never seen there before, and I do know a lot of the employees there rather well because I go there most every weekday morning to get something to drink, all the person said was, and I don't even think they were looking in my direction, they said, "This isn't right," and then seemed a little disdained. And then about 30 seconds later, they finally turned in my direction and said, "Okay, that'll be blah, 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 blah." And I gave her the money, and then she said nothing. It was just kind of go along to the next window. You know what immediately popped in my mind when this was happening? I thought, I don't think this person is going to be here a long time because I don't think they are very happy with their job. Now, it could just be that they were having a bad morning and maybe there were a lot of problems going on. But as a casual observer of life, what I observed this morning was that the lady was not having a good morning and possibly would not be at that job much longer. But just my opinion. Now, do want to mention also, very quickly, that coming up later on today here on WWGH Radio, the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on 2:10 to 3 p.m. And we will also have Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5:10 to 6 p.m. So we've got a whole slate of programming today here on WWGH Radio. Hope you enjoyed the Mike Wilson show and Linda Sims, Voice of the People yesterday, and Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp. Always interesting programs, to be sure. Again, any questions, comments, or anything going on in Marion that is on your mind this morning, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. Now, we do have Zumbezi Bay tickets again. So we now have Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, and the Wilds. And certainly today is a nice day for Zumbezi Bay. And I think the next days and maybe into the weekend will also be nice days for Zumbezi Bay. But the trivia questions that I have these three trivia questions left that I've been trying to get answers for about a week and a half now. I'm still going to put these trivia questions out there to see if anybody knows the answer. But last night, because we were not getting the answers to these, I went and I drew up, 8 new trivia questions that may be a little easier, maybe a little harder. Hard to tell. But let's go through the old trivia questions here that we still have on the table. So, if you know the answers, give me a call, 740-383-9944. When Larry King started his national radio show for the Mutual Radio Network, back in the mid-1970s, overnights, 12 midnight till 5 in the morning, who was Larry King's first guest the first night he was on the air? Now, on the internet, we learned yesterday that a lot of people think this is Don Shula. But it is not Don Shula, and I know it's not Don Shula, because I've heard Larry King tell this story about who was his first guest. And there's also another way to check this that I'm not going to tell you until we get the answer. Now, I'm not saying Don Shula was not on the first show or on the first few shows, but he was not the first guest on the first show. The first guest on the first show was a very big name celebrity of that time, the mid-1970s. So does anybody know who Larry King had as his first guest when he started the Mutual Overnight Radio Show back in the mid-1970s? It would have been a big star from the entertainment industry. Who would that have been? And then we have this question, which I still don't think we've had any guesses on. I don't think we had any guesses on it yesterday. I don't think we had any guesses on it. Maybe we did have one guess on it yesterday. I think we did. But not too many guesses on this about President Harding. When did President Harding first start to have the medical issues that would eventually lead him to an early death in the presidency? How old was President Harding when he first started to have those medical issues? Now, this could be a fairly easy question, because if you know how old the president was when he died, you obviously know it has to be before that. So you just pick a year in his life, an age, and you could get the question right. So the question, though, again, how old was President Harding when he first started to have medical issues? And we've had a couple guesses on this one, but not the correct one yet. When JFK, President John F. Kennedy, was assassinated, his brother, and at that time current Attorney General of the United States, Robert Kennedy, appeared on a talk show. Which was the first talk show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of John F. Kennedy? It would have been the first one. And it was kind of interesting, because it wasn't really a talk show that you would think that you would make your first appearance after your brother's death on. But there was a reason that he chose this talk show, and I'll give you the backstory if we get this answered right. So those are the ones we still have on the table. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John F. Kennedy, in the early 1960s? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? And who was the first guest on Larry King's overnight radio show when he started it back in the mid-1970s, which kicked off his long career, which eventually led to CNN and a whole lot of other things? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you know the answers. Let's see here. What else do we have? Well, we have some more of the music trivia before maybe I go on to the new questions, because we certainly do have the new questions here. But we've done actually so well with this music trivia, maybe we should get back into this. Now, yesterday we had the Bob Hope song, Buttons and Bows, and we also had the Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler. And we got both of those right. Now, if you're just tuning in, or maybe not a regular listener to this show, here's how we do this music trivia. I wasn't sure if this was going to go very well or not, but it's going very well. The first four we've gotten okay. What happens is I will read you two lines of a song. And then all you have to do is give me the next two lines. So, let's give this a try again. I'll give you two more this morning. We'll see if we keep up our perfect record of getting all these questions answered in the same day, which we have before. The first time we did this, we had the Jackson 5 song, ABC 123, and we got that one right off the bat. And we also had the Beatles song, Hello Goodbye. Got that right. And then, as I said yesterday, Buttons and Bows and The Gambler with Kenny Rogers. So here we go. Let's progress on to our two for today. Now remember, I'll give you the first two lines, and all you have to do is give me the second two lines. Here are today's songs. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. What are the next two lines of that song? Here it is again. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. What are the next two lines of that song? 740-383-9944. Here's another one for you. I fell in to a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. What are the next two lines of that song? Now, I think this morning's songs are probably easier than any other morning we have had so far. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, we would love to hear from you. So, here again are the questions before we introduce our new trivia questions this morning. The first two lines of the song, you give me the next two lines. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. What are the next two lines? I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. What are the next two lines of that song? When President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in the early 1960s, what was the first show that his brother, Robert Kennedy, appeared on? Does anybody know? How old was President Harding when he first started to have medical issues? Does anybody know that? Who was the first guest on the National Larry King talk show that started in the mid-1970s on the Mutual Network? Okay. 740-383-9944. Here we are, WWGH Radio. Now we'll move into the new questions that I created last night. And I tried to give most of these a local feel. Some of them are not local, but a lot of them are. I actually got a lot of these questions by looking at old pictures that I had of Marion from years ago. So, let's give this a shot. John Forsythe. Do we all remember John Forsythe? Legendary actor. Probably best known from the series... what was John Forsythe's big series? Dynasty. I don't think I ever watched Dynasty. But it was an interesting show. Let's see here. So, did I get my question out? You know, this morning is a weird morning. I don't know. Was it a full moon last night? Weird morning this morning. What was John Forsythe's last TV series called? It was the last TV series where he was a regular. Does anybody know that? What was John Forsythe's last TV series called? It was a TV series that I actually liked. Does anybody remember what that was? Okay. Now, this is one that I know very well because I was a part of this. What Marion business that is still in business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? I was trying to remember if I've had that question before. I know we did some questions on the last charity ball, but I can't remember if I've asked that one before. Well, if I have, you're getting a pass this morning. You could win Wilds or Zumbezi Bay or Columbus Zoo. Okay, and I'll give you one more. What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Okay, so those are the new ones. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Maybe the phone lines are dead this morning. Let's see here. I better check the phone lines. You know, some mornings it's feast or famine. Now, sometimes the phone lines just ring off the hook, and sometimes, like this morning, it's like, I don't know what you call it. It's just a dry spell. But I know you're out there listening. Maybe you just don't know the answer to the trivia question, or maybe you've already won. But we'd like to know the answer. But I'm telling you, I think it's a full moon last night. I can't read or speak worth anything. Maybe I should take a drink here. Maybe that'll help. All right, here we go. Let me run down these trivia questions again. What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Does anybody know? What Marion business, which is still in business, sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? Go ahead, caller.
I just want you to know that I'm out here listening, but I don't want to be a pest and call in every 5 minutes.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something interesting. This brings up an interesting point. I was told years ago, because I've always been a fan the last 20 years of talk radio. And I was told one time that 2%, I was actually told this by Nielsen, the company that does the monitoring of ratings.
Okay.
And they said that most people who call in to a radio talk show, who actually are able to call in, represent 2% of the audience, and they are usually regular callers for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's probably right. And I think that's good, though, because I think it's like chatting with a friend in the morning. And I think the people who do listen, who don't call in, they just like hearing it. I think it's just, you know, normal banter.
I just don't want to be a pest.
No, you are not talking to anybody. I'm just sitting in an empty studio. Talking to anybody is a good thing at this time of the morning. Do you know any of the answers this morning?
No, and I'm not eligible to win anything. So I just wanted to let you know that the phones work.
The phones work. Thank goodness we're not having a phone outage here.
And I'll continue listening.
Well, thank you. I hope you enjoy the program.
Yes, I am.
Thanks,
you, Scott.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, I know there are people out there listening, and we joke about the phone calls. And it just is, it's an interesting thing. Sometimes they're way up, sometimes they're way down. People are busy. You know, with school going back in session, it's difficult. And sometimes it's dependent on the prizes. I know that too. If we have a prize that people really want, I know that they're a little more apt to call in. And right now, maybe it's getting close to the end of summer and these prizes are not necessarily things people want. Now, you don't have to take the prize. You can just call in and give me the correct answer. What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? That's one of the new questions. What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Next question. What Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? I know, because I did that broadcast. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, how are you this morning?
Good. Hey, I haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, I just lay back and listen. I've enjoyed every one of them. I listened from the time you've done the water tower and everything, but we've had some health problems, so
oh.
I've been sitting back listening.
Well, I hope that things are coming along okay.
Yeah, they're moving along pretty good. I wanted to do your Johnny Cash one there.
Oh, go right ahead.
That'd be, I fell into a burning ring of fire, went down, 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 the flames went higher, it burns, 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 ring of fire.
You have got it. That is a classic song by Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I got his album and everything on that. I got a lot of them.
You know, what do you think made him so different from all the other country singers? Because he certainly was.
That I don't really know, but I know he come up fast, even after being in Folsom Prison and all that kind of thing, he was, you know... you just hit it big, I guess.
Well, he did, and I know he went back and performed at these prisons, and I know that was amazing, because no singer had ever really done that.
Yeah.
He was something.
Yeah, he sure was.
Are you eligible for a prize today?
Yeah, but I think I'll just pass.
Well, hey, I hope you start feeling better soon and stay with us out there.
Yeah, like I said, I've listened about every one of them for the water tower. I always think about that the other day, because I know in the past years when some of them went back, you know, when they didn't have water, they used the water for fires and stuff, but I don't know why they do ours, but I don't know if they back the city up with it or what it would be, but I know like a guy and they get it from a reservoir and keep it in their tower, so I don't know what they all do with them, you know.
Well, it is interesting because, as you said, that's what I always thought was it was when a fire happened, that's why they were there, but I've never seen, I wouldn't think you would need that today with the fire hydrants and
stuff. Yeah, for sure, but I want to let you know that I'm still out here, but hey. It's just we've had some problems.
Well, Well, I certainly hope everything goes well soon, and thanks for still being out there.
Okay, Scott. Take care now. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. And that's, you know, that's what I like. I like talking to the people who call in regularly, because that's what this is. You know, you become very, I'm trying to think of the word. You become acquainted with the people who call in, and that's a fun thing. So I appreciate the regular callers and the people who regularly listen. It's a funny thing, because I can't say where, because maybe they wouldn't want me to, but I know, because somebody told me from this office, that there's an office downtown that they have us on in every morning. But obviously they're not going to call from that office, because maybe they would not want to be heard, or something of that nature. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
On the Don Forsythe question.
Yes.
The voice on Charlie's Angels?
You know, he was the voice on Charlie's Angels, but that was not his last show, but many people don't know that. He was the voice. What was the character? Do you remember the character, what it was called?
I can't remember right now offhand, but I do remember he's on Charlie's Angels.
He was. He was never seen on Charlie's Angels, but he was the voice that they would talk to.
Yeah, that's the one I thought maybe you might have been talking about.
Well, no, hey, you're close, though. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Bob.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yes, John Forsythe was the voice. What was that character called? On Charlie's Angels, the guy who would kind of give them the assignment, but his voice just came out of a box on the desk, that was John Forsythe. A lot of people don't know that, but I don't think he was ever seen on Charlie's Angels. But that was not his last television series. It was getting close to the end, but it wasn't his last. The question is, by the way, what was John Forsythe's last TV series called? Now, I'm not talking about the last show he made an appearance on. I'm talking about the last show he was a regular cast member of. The last show that John Forsythe was a regular cast member of. Does anybody know? What Marion Business, which is still in business, sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? I know this because I was there broadcasting it with Madge Cooper, and I believe the year was 2007, was the last charity ball, the 80th charity ball. I remember it was called the Red Carpet Report, was what the event was called. But does anybody know what Marion sponsored it? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Dynasty?
Not Dynasty. That was his next to last. He did one more show after Dynasty went off the air.
Okay.
All right. Good guess, though. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yep, we got the last few. I believe second to last show for John Forsythe was Charlie's Angels. And then he did Dynasty, which I think was his huge hit. And he did one more show after Dynasty, where he was a regular cast member. And that's what we're looking for. What was John Forsythe? That's hard to say early in the morning. John Forsythe. What was the last TV series of John Forsythe called? The name of it. And again, not a show that he just appeared on. A show that he was actually a regular cast member of. What was the last TV series that John Forsythe did? What Marion Business, which is still in business, was the sponsor of the last charity ball broadcast? Still in business here in Marion. 2007 was the year. And the little program done by Madge Cooper and myself was called the Red Carpet Report. What local Marion business, still in business, sponsored that event? Let's see if we got the answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Bachelor Father?
Bachelor Father. Not Bachelor Father, but was Bachelor Father a comedy? I can't remember.
It was like a sitcom where he was a bachelor and he got custody of his niece.
You're on the right track. I will say this. His last show was not a drama like Dynasty. It was a sitcom.
Okay.
But not Bachelor Father. But I thank you for calling.
Okay, and was the other one on Larry King, Don Shula?
You know, it's not Don Shula, and we've had that guess a lot. I think that's been misprinted on the internet, but actually the first guest on his show, I will say this, it was an entertainment person, it was somebody from Hollywood, and it was for the 1970s, I believe it was 76 when he went on the air, it was a gigantic name in Hollywood at that time.
Okay, thanks.
Keep thinking. Bye-bye. Yeah, I know Don Shula is printed on the internet, and the only reason I know that that's wrong is that I have heard Larry King tell the story about his first radio show, and Don Shula might have been on the first show. I'm not saying Don Shula was not on the first show, but the first guest he had on the show was not Don Shula. And there's a way to check this, but I don't want to give you the way to check this, because if I do, you'll know the answer. So, but if we ever do get the answer, I'll tell you how to check it. The question we're talking about, who was Larry King's first guest when he started his Mutual radio show, 12 a.m. to 5 a.m.? Who was his first guest back in 1976? Now, the hint on this, it wasn't a sports person. It was not a music person. It was not a politician. It was an entertainment person. It was somebody from Hollywood. Big name at the time, in the mid-1970s. That's one of the questions. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of John F. Kennedy? The first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on, brother of John Kennedy, after his assassination. What show did he appear on? And as I said, it's kind of a different type of show. Wouldn't be a show you think he would appear on, but it was a national well-known show. How old was President Harding when he started to have health issues? We still don't have that one. We did get one of our music questions, which is kind of cool. Go ahead, caller.
Was Paul Newman the first guy on Larry King?
Not Paul Newman, but you're in the right neighborhood with Paul Newman.
Okay, thanks.
As big a star, thank you. It would have been as big a star as Paul Newman at that time. That big a name. Somebody from the entertainment industry. We're looking for the first guest on Larry King's overnight radio show that started in the mid-1970s. Who would that have been? Go ahead, caller.
Clint Eastwood.
Not Clint Eastwood.
Thank you.
Yep, not Clint Eastwood, but a big star of that nature. The first guest on Larry King's overnight radio show that started in 1976. Somebody from the entertainment industry. A big star like Clint Eastwood, Paul Newman. It would have been in that vein. Now, I do want to mention, we did get one of our music questions answered. It was Johnny Cash. It was Ring of Fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 that ring of fire. So we got that one, but we still have one on the table here. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Does anybody know the next two lines of that song? Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. We still don't have the next two lyrics of that song. 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. And then our three new questions. What was the last television series that John Forsythe did? Does anybody know the last television series that John Forsythe did? What Marion business that is still in business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball that Madge Cooper and I did back in 2007? Does anybody know who that sponsor was? What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? 740-383-9944. I'm sure a lot of people were living in the area back in the year that she was elected, where it all started, as far as treasurers go. Let's see here. 54 minutes past the hour. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And remember, the Wilds tickets are good, I think, through mid-October. The Zoo tickets are good through the end of the year. And Zumbezi Bay, I think, is good through Labor Day. So you still have time to go to these places, and you don't have to go right away. Or if you just want to answer the trivia question, we appreciate that, too. 740-383-9944. What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? What Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball in 2007? This business is still in business here in Marion. What was the last television series of John Forsythe? Would have just been the last series that he was a regular cast member of. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after John Kennedy was assassinated, his brother? What was the first television show that he appeared on? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? All you have to do is give me his age. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show in the mid-1970s? Big person from the entertainment industry. Who would that have been? And then we have the song question this morning. We've got one, but we don't have the other. Here are the first two lines. You give me the next two lines. Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. What are the next two lyrics? 740-383-9944. If we get the next two lyrics, we'll continue our perfect score. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to try Mary Ellen Withrow.
Go ahead.
Was it 82?
Not 82. I think by 82, she was already in the state.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe by 82, Mary Ellen was... Was she a state treasurer in 82? I'm not sure. But I know that was not the first year she was elected Marion County Treasurer. The question on the table is, what year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Not state treasurer, Marion County Treasurer. What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Just got to have the year. What was the last TV series John Forsythe appeared on? Who was the sponsor of the last charity ball broadcast? And we're going to do this next hour, too, so we're having a lot of fun. Go ahead, caller.
77 years. 1977.
1977? You know, I tell you what, she wasn't elected in 77, but I believe she took, well, our caller left us. It wasn't 77. I'll say that. It was not 1977. The question is, what year did Mary Ellen Withrow, what year was she elected Marion County Treasurer? Not 1977, but a good guess. So, here we go again. What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? What Marion business sponsored the last charity ball broadcast in 2007? Called the Red Carpet Report, which Madge Cooper and I did the broadcast for, ended up being the 80th and final charity ball. What was the name of the last TV series that John Forsythe was a regular cast member of? Does anybody know the first guest on the national Larry King radio show? Somebody from the entertainment industry. How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? Which was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy, in the early 1960s? And again, this is kind of an interesting question because it wouldn't necessarily be a show you would think he would appear on after that, but he did, and it was a national show. You would know the name of the show. And can anybody finish the lyrics of this song? Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. What are the next two lyrics? 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into The Early Show here on WWGH Radio every Monday through Friday. We're on 8:10 until 10 in the morning. Hope you're enjoying. Hope you are telling other people to listen. And hope you continue to listen. We're coming up on the 9 o'clock break here, but we're going to be back in about 15 minutes with much more trivia. That's what we're going to do. We're going to continue on, so don't go anywhere. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. And we've got a full day of programming here. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, the Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper,